Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Several years ago, I bought a house with a name. It had a beautiful carved sign hanging from a tree that proclaimed the property as Crepe Myrtle Hill. And indeed, we had an abundance of crepe myrtles that bloomed all summer. The only trouble was that the word crepe on the sign was spelled C-R-E-P-E. And this small landscape tree's name is spelled C-R-A-P-E. It bothered me. So I looked for the origins of these two spellings. Both words come from the Latin word crispus, meaning crisp or crinkled. The French adopted the word and a few centuries ago dropped the two S's to come up with crepe, C-R-E-P-E. The British adopted the French word but spelled it phonetically, changing the first E to an A. The word crepe and crepe myrtle refers to the crisp, crinkled appearance of the flower petals of the small tree. The boulevard leading to FGCU is lined with crepe myrtles that welcome students to our campus each summer. Take a close look at an individual crepe myrtle flower. Each flower usually has six petals, and each petal has a narrow base like a stalk, endowing the blossoms with an intricate beauty. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Crepe myrtle trees that sometimes line our streets and add summer color to manicured landscapes are abundant across the southern United States. They are also found in warm climates around the world. The popularity of crepe myrtle stems from the profusion of flowers the small tree produces from early summer well into fall. Dozens of cultivated varieties produce blooms that are white and various shades of pink and purple. Crepe myrtle has been used in landscaping for over three centuries and has been in North America for more than 150 years. In the mid-1700s, the Swedish merchant Magnus von Lagerstrom sent specimens of crepe myrtle to the Swedish botanist we know today as Linnaeus. Linnaeus gave the tree its scientific name, Lagerstromia indica, honoring his friend and India, the country from which the specimen had come. But crepe myrtle is not native to India. It is native to southern China and can be seen in many early Chinese paintings. But by the mid-1700s, it had already begun its travels around the world. In many parts of the world, this tree is best known as Lagerstromia. While this beautiful tree is not native, the name crepe myrtle seems to be uniquely American. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The crepe myrtle is often thought of as a shrub, and indeed it was officially designated as the Texas state shrub, even though it's an exotic plant that is native to China. For many colonists in the southeast, the crepe myrtle was a southern replacement for lilacs, which don't do well in the region. But given time, crepe myrtle can grow into a tree 40 feet in height. Some are known to have lived for over 200 years. Whatever its size or age, crepe myrtle has smooth, thin bark that peels as if from a recent sunburn. As the tan bark of crepe myrtle peels in spring, new bark, revealed, is somewhat mottled, ranging from tan to cinnamon or orange. By fall, bark colors again have faded to tan. Young crepe myrtles typically develop multiple stems, and these are sometimes pruned to produce a single trunk. Once established, a crepe myrtle is tolerant of drought conditions, but this plant is not tolerant of salty soil or salt spray. Selective breeding and hybridization with other species have produced a diversity of flower colors, as well as crepe myrtles that mature at only 12 inches high, allowing them to be used as ground covers, patio plants, or grown as bonsai. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Crepe myrtle is a member of the same family as purple loosestrife, a European plant introduced to North America more than two centuries ago that is now invasive in 47 states. Florida is the only state of the continental lower 48 that isn't plagued with this wetland plant. Purple loosestrife has been referred to as beauty from hell because this magenta to purple flowered herbaceous plant grows 4 to 10 feet tall in very dense stands, outcompeting any native vegetation. Each plant can produce upwards of 3 million seeds annually. Purple loosestrife was long sold as an ornamental, thus willingly aided by humans in conquering America. It's illegal to bring it into Florida. Crepe myrtle is much more of a benign beauty, so far. Many cultivated varieties are hybrids bred for flower color and size, and that often produce sterile seeds. But crepe myrtle shares many characteristics with purple loosestrife, including the ability to reemerge from its roots after having been cut down. Even an ornamental that has been a benign beauty for 3 centuries has some potential to become a problem as climate and habitats change. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Crepe myrtle, that small tree or shrub treasured for its clusters of summertime flowers, is a native of China used for landscaping in warm climates around the world. It's an exotic species, but fortunately is not known as a seriously invasive species, though it sometimes escapes cultivation. Why is it that this exotic generally stays where it's planted, while others, also brought here for landscaping, seem to spread like wildfire? The answer has to do with habitat tolerances, numbers and nature of seeds produced, and how those seeds are dispersed. Brazilian pepper provides an example of an exotic that causes problems. Its seeds are within bite-sized, showy red fruits. Birds love the fruits, and the hidden seeds are tough enough to endure the trip through a bird's digestive tract. Crepe myrtle, in contrast, produces seeds hidden within a dried capsule. Its seeds are small and disperse short distances by the wind in early spring. Understanding the life history and ecology of plants is essential to prevent ecological problems. Purple loosestrife, a member of the same family as crepe myrtle that produces beautiful flowers, is a very serious invasive exotic pest. As environments are altered and plants adapt to changing climate, they can sometimes become problems. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.